It's the radio segment that just launched a new cell phone company with Robert De Niro.
Ooh.
Called You Talking to Me? In their new ad campaign, De Niro gets in a screaming match with the Can You Hear Me Now guy.
I like it. I like it.
Can you hear me now? You talking to me? Can you hear me now? You talking to me?
Just back and forth.
Does it even matter anymore? Can't we all just get along and read laser stories?
All right.
The segment where we talk about the weird news stories around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other mint mobidopes just don't. This first laser story is out of Lawrence County, Indiana. 34-year-old Sarah Harris was having a very bad day, maybe for a little different than the typical bad day reasons people have.
Okay.
You see, for Sarah, her dealer gave her an inferior batch of methamphetamine.
Don't you hate that?
I know, total bummer.
God, it's so hard to find a good dealer.
So Sarah did what anyone would do in that frustrating situation. She called the cops.
Herself?
I thought she was just going to write a Yelp review, you know?
She dialed 911 and let them know that she wanted to turn the person in who supplied her with the tainted drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So how did the police respond? They assured her they would get to the bottom of this.
I bet they would.
And promptly sent a unit out to her house.
Oh.
And that's when she told officers that she and a friend had enjoyed a normal bowl of meth earlier that year.
And
that's how she knew that there was something wrong with this new stuff. So,
I mean, I know the bowl is not a bowl, but I did picture a big salad bowl full of meth and them spooning it into their mouth.
Handing it over to each other.
When police showed up, she demanded that they test the sample and handed a small baggie right to the cops.
Oh, you know, in her head, she's like, this is going to get her. They're going to get her.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but Sarah was arrested.
No way.
Charged with a level 6 felony of possessing meth.
There's even Karens in meth. Yeah. You know,
who would have possibly seen that coming? Let's go to your next laser story out of Tech Trends. I guess guard dogs are pretty much obsolete now, because this is even more terrifying.
Uh-oh.
The latest tech product for purchase right here in America that's going viral is robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their heads.
Oh, heck no.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, what could possibly... Oh my God.
I'm showing
pictures
of it right now.
It's more terrifying in the photo than you can even imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
The company called Throwflame is selling one called the Therminator for $9,400.
I thought they would call it like a cuddly name, like Teddy.
Yeah.
And this is a real thing, and you can operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and it can shoot flames up to 30 feet in the air.
Wow. Imagine being at a dog park and being like, oh, does he bite? And it's like, no, he flamethrows.
Yeah.
If you watch the ad, and we will have it up on our Insta stories at Brooke and Jeffrey, it looks like a guard dog, but the company never mentions it in its write-ups. Instead, it just lists different things that this is perfect for, which include controlled burns, bunch of dead leaves if you want to get rid of it.
Why can't you do that?
Ice and snow removal.
Oh my God,
just torch the driveway.
Hey, honey, get the flamethrower. Don, flamethrower.
Yeah, it's all defrosted, but the car's on fire now.
It's also good for clearing weeds, pyrotechnics.
From 30 feet away.
Or entertainment and pest removal.
Kapoya!
I think it's
none of those.
It's good for life removal.
Yeah, doesn't mention if the pest is walking on 2 feet or 4, though.
Yeah, I'm scared for mailmen.
Many people online cannot believe that this is legal, but surprisingly, the company says they're absolutely 100% legal in all 50 states. You just need a special permit if you're in California or Maryland to get one.
You can have a flamethrower legally?
A flamethrowing dog.
Yeah, because it's not yours.
No,
it's
you can have a flamethrower as well.
No way. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm buying one. Is there on Amazon?
You should not, out of all people, should not own one of these.
I want to turn the volume down on my headphones with a flamethrower.
Yeah, take them to obedience school. I'm sure it'll be fine. This next laser story is out of Snack Headquarters.
Yeah.
Nabisco announced a new flavor of Oreo coming out next month, as they have every month for the last 98 straight months.
But I did just see the churro one in the store that we talked about a while ago.
And you didn't buy it for all of us to try?
I thought about it.
That was last month's snack.
Boring.
This one is a little bit different. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sour Patch Kids flavored Oreos.
Oh, my God.
Get it away from me. for
no,
me.
No, my kids would be all over this.
That sounds
They
so gross.
Are the disgusting humans that go to the yogurt shop and get chocolate yogurt covered in
like gummy
Sour
bears.
Patch Kids.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
They're known for overdoing it on the Oreo flavors, but this might be their weirdest one yet.
Yeah.
That's wild.
The whole thing actually started as a big joke. Back in 2022, when Sour Patch Kids tweeted a doctored photo of exactly what they're selling now.
No.
And they tagged Oreo in it and said, what if we actually made these? That would be fun.
I mean, they're such natural colors. It looks like they come in red and orange and
like,
green.
If you didn't tell me they were sour, I would think they look delicious.
Yeah, no.
Like, they're bright colors.
Oh, they're sour. And apparently Nabisco just ran with this idea. They just released a statement saying, the Oreo brand is always looking for playful ways to excite our fans. And what better and more unexpected way to do that than make super sour filling.
Tasty. Oh. They'd be so good on like a mud pie with the pudding and then the gummy worms on top.
Dang,
no,
Brooke.
I'm into it.
Sour cookies. Just there's something wrong with that.
I don't know. Man. We haven't tried it though. So,
but if you're interested, you can pre-order them on the Oreo website and they hit stores nationwide on May 6th. They're going to be a limited edition thing. So even they realize there is no way anybody wants these around long term.
I just want Sour Patch to do chocolate little guys. It's Sweet Patch.
Oh, like covered in chocolate?
Yeah, the other way around.
This is Oreo's business. Back off. This next laser story is out of social cues and tipping news. The people who aren't frustrated by the tipping epidemic would argue that it's not required or it's just a couple of bucks here and there. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
But it does add up. Mm-hmm. New research claims the average American spends an estimated $454 a year tipping more than they'd like to.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh my gosh. You know what? It's true.
26% of people say they're always or often put on the spot and get guilted into tipping extra.
Yeah.
And I want to be clear. This is not the conventional 15 to 20%
oh, it's like way
tipping
more than
at
that.
Restaurants and specialized services. It's the recent optional tipping that shows up on credit card screens and digital payment apps.
Swivel
that's like,
it.
Do you want to tip 25, 30, or 35%?
And you're like, I'm in self-checkout. I don't understand.
I'm at the concession of a movie theater.
Yeah.
Anyway, the $454 a year breaks down to an extra $38 extra per month.
Dang.
One guy online said if he goes to the counter to pick up a sandwich at his local deli and they flip the screen so he can tip, he just flips it right back.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's kind of a passive aggressive.
Well, they didn't even do anything.
Someone's not getting something good in their sandwich. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It sounds like there's a group of people who are totally fed up with it, and you could put this guy right into that category.
Oh, come on.
He refuses to pay extra money for any service given unless you hand him a lettuce leaf and rub his belly.
Okay.
Then he's paying you an extra 40%.
Simple.
He's a generous little guy, and that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.